This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Needless to say, we're confronting the COVID-19 crisis here in America, and we're providing you with hopefully useful information to safeguard yourself and your loved ones. And we want to hear from you, 877-726-8255, with questions and or sharing about your experience in dealing with this. Let's talk to Brian in Queens, New York. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Great show. I think you're a terrific doctor, especially in these times, troubled times.
I feel like a really a special calling, since I can't do much else to staunch the epidemic. I'm not in the front lines in the hospitals I used to be, is just to really do a deep dive on all the information that's germane to this. And also with the perspective that, you know, we want to talk about natural therapies. Natural therapies, in contradistinction to what the New York Times said, a very disparaging article, supplements won't help and may hurt. Nicholas Bacalar in the New York Times, I think he did enormous disservice to the public by putting that information out. And it was a very poorly vetted article. And we just have tons of information that suggests that the supplements do make a difference. And that's presumably what your question's about, right?
Exactly right. I mean, God forbid you contract this awful virus. Let's say, if you start taking 8,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every day, let's say hypothetically, and say maybe 5,000-6,000 milligrams of powdered vitamin C, maybe zinc, would that, now, understanding it won't eradicate the disease,
yep,
but would that at least maybe mitigate the symptoms?
What we need, Brian, and I hope that, amidst all of the flurry and excitement over new, high-tech medical interventions, we need more studies to look at the nutrient status of people who have mild cases versus people who get 4-plus sick. And I'm betting that what we're going to find is that there's a pattern of vitamin D deficiency, which is very prevalent during the winter months, and typically that's one of the reasons why flus and colds are more intense during the cold, dark winter months, because less sunlight exposure, and in the northern and southern latitudes. And also, vitamin C status, we need to look at zinc status, we need to look at glutathione status, possibly selenium status, nitric oxide levels. These may be important determinants of who weathers this with relatively mild illness and who gets very sick. Now, your recommendation that people amp up their consumption of vitamin D and C if they get sick is totally warranted.
Right.
And in fact, what I've been suggesting, and this is prior to coronavirus, is that, and this is something that I do personally, if I feel like I'm coming down sick with a cold or a flu, even though I take ample amounts of vitamin D, I stockpile 50,000 international unit vitamin Ds. And I don't take them ordinarily, but if I get sick, for 2-3 days, I'll take 50, 50, 50, and then stop. Because you don't want to keep taking 50, because you can really go over the top in terms of your vitamin D levels, get excessive levels of calcium and kidney stones and all the consequences of vitamin D toxicity.
Sure.
With vitamin C, yes, oral vitamin C may help. But also there's actually some trials underway of intravenous vitamin C, And some of the top New York doctors who are treating very sick patients in hospital are ordering up the rather paltry levels of vitamin C that they stock for intravenous use in hospitals. They don't give very much, but they might give like 1,500 or 3,000. Added, you know, these people have IVs in their, you know, going into them anyway. So with the resuscitating fluids that they're putting into their bodies, you know, maybe a little zinc, maybe a little vitamin C, that could help outcomes. And, you know, some studies are underway, especially in China, to actually see if this is going to make a crucial difference in survival. Yeah, so sure. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. One other quick question, Doc. Do you have to wear a mask if you're outdoors? I don't understand why people are wearing. I get going into a store. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you should wear a mask outdoors?
That's a very good question. And the answer is, I don't think there's any reason at all to wear a mask when you're walking around outside on the street. Now, I guess what it does is it provides kind of a sense of security, or a sense of invulnerability to people who are outside. And it signals to the rest of the world that something serious is happening here. But it also, I think, conveys a higher level of anxiety and panic than should be conveyed. And plus, those masks are really needed, especially the good ones, the N95 masks, are really needed in healthcare settings as PPDs, personal protection devices, for healthcare professionals, and there's just not enough masks. So people who hoard masks, you know, buy boxes and boxes of masks and hand them out to, you know, their family members, unnecessarily, I think that that's, you know, kind of, selfish. And what I do is actually, you know, because I'm a medical professional, I have access to these masks. I don't wear them when I'm outside. You know, I went out running the other day. You know, I passed by some people who were jogging with masks on. I think that that's over the top. When you're outside, the wind is blowing. You know, the secretions that people may exhale into the air are quickly dispersed. I don't think that that's really a tangible protective measure. And besides, these masks are not 100% effective. They may not be even effective at all because the transmission of the virus can occur around the mask, you know, via your mucous membranes in your eyes. That is a mode of transmission. If you really want a lockdown, you got to wear goggles and you got to wear a hood and you got to wear, you know, the protective mask, and maybe a respirator. That's, you know, the real level of protection you need if you're exposed to people who were infected in a hospital setting. You know, I must admit that, you know, going into a store, even though the stores are less crowded these days, I do have a tendency to take my mask along and put it on just as a precaution, because maybe somebody's walking around and in the close confines of the store, you know, maybe somebody is exhaling or coughing or sneezing, and, you know, some of that virus can be hanging around in aerosolized droplets for a while after that person has passed through the area. But I think that the mask thing is over the top for the vast majority of the public. And, you know, I appreciate seeing a lot of people walking around, you know, taking their morning constitutional or exercising outdoors without a mask, even in New York City, as scary as, you know, all the headlines are about, you know, thousands of people in New York have it. I'm not wearing a mask when I just walk around. So there you have it. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your call. And so, you know, also talk about, are we overreacting? You know, this really resulting in a big, big controversy, because there's an essential tension between the people who are running our economy and health authorities. Now, from the standpoint of health authorities, where they're coming from is they want to minimize death and they want to minimize disease. So they're going to say lockdown, 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 lockdown. This is their moment in the sun to call for protective measures. And I get it, because that's their primary responsibility. And the secondary responsibility, we'll worry about the economy later. But the economy, you can analogize the economy to an airliner, you know, that may be taking evasive action because there's a looming obstacle and it's got to go in a steep climb to avoid a mountain. But if you put an airliner like a 737 MAX into an ultra steep climb, it can stall. Aeronautics experts know what we're talking about here. You pilots out there, people who know about aviation. And when you go into too steep a climb, you can stall like an errant 737 MAX and then go into an uncontrollable nosedive. And that's the concern. So, you know, when people talk about selectively opening up the economy, a lot of people say, oh, that's irresponsible. You know, people are going to die. We have to balance our response. And could we be overreacting? Are we hyping the danger? Also, journalists hype the danger because that's what happens every time we have a hurricane. And, you know, sometimes they get it right and sometimes it doesn't pan out, but it creates sensational headlines and it glues eyeballs to the media. And that's when journalists feel that they're relevant, by pointing out danger. That's what they do. So let's talk a little bit about herd immunity. Something interesting happens when a high percentage of the population has already had an infection. The infection has stopped cold. And that happens when we reach a tipping point where about 60 to 80% of people have had exposure. Infections tend to die out. And in some countries, Sweden is an example, they've adopted a sort of let-her-rip approach to this. And recently, there was an article in The Federalist, which is a, you know, conservative publication by a medical authority who talks about chickenpox parties and how what they used to do before 1995, they developed the vaccine, is they would get little kids together, and when they had chickenpox and they had these scratchy, itchy sores, they'd put them together in a room. So they would transmit the chicken pox to one another so that we would get over it. Because when an adult gets chicken pox, it's very serious. When a kid gets it, usually it's a relatively minor infection, although it can have deleterious effects even in kids. So what they did, Twitter banned the Federalist for putting out that information, which I think is over the top. I mean, merely was speculation, like, you know, maybe, you know, we should, you know, allow a little bit of transmission of this. And that's considered somehow unpatriotic to even discuss it. Social media has banned discussions of herd immunity, which is germane to this problem. Because if in certain areas we allow controlled infection, yeah, you know, the healthcare system will be challenged, but you know, the whole idea is to achieve balance between overwhelming our healthcare system versus completely tanking our economy. That's part of the equation here and has to be taken into account, because a tanked economy can lead to depression and suicide and real serious health problems for people when, you know, they're suffering from the social dislocation that's associated with unemployment and poverty. All right, 877-726-825. I don't know the answer, but we have to strike a balance. And at some point, America needs to know when it's safe to go back to work. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Our subject, coronavirus. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm host Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Apropos of that announcement about our newsletter, we're generating extra special editions of our newsletter to respond to the COVID-19 crisis. And you can get them in your inbox if you go to drhoffman.com. Just sign up, give us your email, and we promise not to bombard you with unnecessary ads or propaganda. We just want to inform you. Okay, let's announce the number, 877-726-8255. We're getting calls about coronavirus, and we have one from Valley Stream, New York. How you doing?
Yes, hi, doctor. I had a question. They were asking for blood donations, but I noticed that they also indicated they're not going to do any kind of testing on you. Now, I'm just curious whether or not you can give blood and someone can get that blood and get coronavirus from it.
Yeah, and the answer is it's unclear, but it's certainly possible that if you have active coronavirus, that there may be viral particles in your blood, and it can then be transmitted to somebody else. Now, this has not been established or has not been recorded. It certainly can happen with conditions like Lyme disease, for example. There are actually recorded cases of Lyme disease being transmitted that way, but it's unclear whether the virus can be transmitted. But here's another more intriguing possibility. What if the blood from people who've already had coronavirus can confer protection to people who've not yet had coronavirus? And this is actually the principle behind the current efforts to collect plasma from people who've recovered from coronavirus, where it's been documented they've had it. And in a few weeks, we'll have widely available tests that'll tell us if our blood has antibodies to coronavirus. And then it'd be a great idea for volunteers to donate plasma so that plasma can be administered in concentrated form to people who are sick to boost their immune responses to coronavirus. It's one of these experimental modalities that they're looking for. It's called convalescent serum, and this is a hot topic in terms of conventional therapies for this disease. So it might actually be beneficial. So if you're looking to give your immune system a boost, here's something we've been talking about for a long time, but it's particularly germane now. A natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farms wild oil of oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including its antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary has rosmarinic acid. It aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces in the United States. For more information and order, call 888-841-7216 or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and a really weird thing is happening in emergency rooms. People are coming in to emergency rooms, particularly here in New York, with all the symptoms of what appears to be a heart attack. They're having shortness of breath, they're having chest pressure and pain. And of course, there's a familiar drill with this. It's called rule out MI. And they go through a process whereby they get certain tests. And one of the tests is called a troponin test. It's a highly sensitive marker for cardiac muscle damage. And when that test is positive, they go into a rapid response where they treat the heart attack with medications, but they also attempt to revascularize you. They put you into the coronary care unit, and they do a scan to see if your coronary arteries are open. It's called an angiogram. And a peculiar thing is happening. Some of the people who are coming in who look for all the world like they're having heart attacks, and their troponin is many times higher than normal. When they do the angiogram, their coronary arteries are perfectly pristine. They're clear. So what's up with that? It turns out that they have coronavirus. And one of the unusual manifestations of coronavirus, not always, but in the very sick patients, is attacks the heart muscle. And when it attacks the heart muscle, releases high levels of troponin, it makes it seem like they're getting cardiac damage due to a blocked artery, but it's actually the attack of the coronavirus on the heart myocytes, the muscle cells in the heart. And that is throwing a curveball at some of the doctors who are the rapid responders to this epidemic. Let's take some of your calls that are recorded. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call 24/7. Anytime you like, even when we're off the air, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, due to the fact that summer is only about 3 months away, and there will be a great deal of sunlight in the southern states, Texas, Arizona, even in California, is it possible there may very well be enough sunlight to help minimize this virus spread? Thank you.
Okay, and that's a great question. And actually, I've been watching Anthony Fauci talk about this, and so we don't know. We do know that with other seasonal respiratory viruses, colds and flus, that there tends to be a dip in the summer, and then the concern is there may be a cycling back. There may be a recrudescence of the virus as temperatures decline and ultraviolet light is less. Ultraviolet light serves two purposes. It actually triggers production of vitamin D in the skin, and it also acts as a disinfectant. You know, they say sunlight is the best disinfectant. That's not just a metaphorical statement. It's a true statement when it comes to droplets that may be suspended in the air. Ultraviolet light that penetrates in the summer can actually kill off the virus. And in fact, that's a technique that's being used to sterilize airplane cabins these days. The other thing is that warmer temperatures mean higher humidity, and higher humidity causes the droplets that house the infectious viral particles, it causes those droplets to be heavier and to descend to the ground faster, where they're essentially neutralized and you can't inhale them. So summers tend to be better, but this is an entirely new virus, and we'll have to see. And, you know, some concern is that it's already warm in certain parts of the United States, in Louisiana, and in California, and in Texas, and we're still seeing a lot of cases in big metro areas in those parts of the country. So we'll have to see if summer brings a respite from this. It is unclear at this time, but we can cross our fingers that that may be the case. Are you suffering from frequent fatigue? Well, let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, we just recorded a fascinating podcast with Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's one of the world's authorities on NT Factor. And he's written numerous scientific papers on this subject. He's a well-respected medical investigator. He's an MD with decades of experience in dealing with immune disorders. In fact, he received an honorary citation from the military for his work on Gulf War syndrome, which is a debilitating, fatiguing disease that veterans of the 1990s campaign in Iraq brought back with them. And his belief is that NT Factor can go a long way to restoring them to wellness. And he's published studies on it. You can listen to the podcast at drhoffman.com. It's fascinating. NT Factor works on the mitochondria and restores their vitality. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reduces some symptoms related to aging. It's available in ProPax. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. It's got fish oil in it as well. But say you just want the NT Factor, you can get Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you the unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. They've got a new, very user-friendly website that you can check out at ntfactor.com. So, let's talk about some of the plausible supplements for enhancing immunity and for dealing with this virus. And I actually made a list of them that you can find in a recently released newsletter article, Coronavirus Treatment and Prevention Strategies. And my assessment of these things is the result of me combing through the scientific literature and also talking to some of my good colleagues like Dr. Leo Galland and Dr. Peter D'Adamo and Dr. David Brady and others who are really authorities in this field. And there's beginning to emerge kind of a consensus about what works for this. And they include things like vitamin D. Vitamin D enhances T-cell responses. It has anti-inflammatory properties. And it boosts immunity by induction of something called cathelicidin, which is a key antimicrobial protein that's been shown to promote survival in critically ill patients. Zinc is important. Selenium is important. You could probably take a couple of Brazil nuts per day. They each contain 60 to 90 micrograms of selenium per nut. That'll probably suffice. Vitamin C. Now, there's some interesting stuff on melatonin. Melatonin at low doses, like half a milligram or 1 milligram per day, that's, you know, very small amount, might curb the virulence of the coronavirus. Some interesting research coming out of Italy that suggests that that may be the case. Mushrooms. My favorite, maitake mushrooms, but all mushrooms contain ergothionine, which has brain benefits. We ran a recent podcast on the subject of medicinal mushrooms, but ergothionine also has the ability to reduce inflammation and tissue damage and increase survival in an animal model of cytokine-induced lung injury, such as occurs in coronavirus. Oregano and rosemary, we talked about those earlier. Phenolic compounds like rosmarinic acid have antimicrobial properties, and they also may have an impact on the ACE2 pathway. And that is a pathway that has generated some controversy about antihypertensive drugs. There are drugs of the category called ACE inhibitors and angiotensin receptor blockers. And the controversy is whether they're good or bad for this. It's unclear, but there's actually a trial underway looking at losartan, a common blood pressure medication, as a way to mitigate the severity of coronavirus infections. And so it turns out that oregano and rosemary can work on that self-same pathway in a favorable way. Aged garlic extract has been shown to enhance natural killer cell activity and T-cell function. You may want to have that on board. We talked about the nitric oxide connection. Even CBD, cannabidiol, CBD produces protects against sepsis. That's the most serious manifestation of unchecked infection, and it may modulate the inflammatory response to both bacterial and viral infections. So, hey, you know, it's also going to keep you a little calmer, help your sleep, and it may help to reduce the severity of an infection. NAC, N-acetylcysteine, a building block for glutathione, very important. Alpha-lipoic acid works similarly to N-acetylcysteine. It exerts its antiviral effects by supporting glutathione production. A novel idea that I picked up listening to a webinar the other night, SPMs, specific pro-resolving mediators. These are kind of like high-octane derivatives of fish oil. They have potent anti-inflammatory effects, and they may put the brakes on lung damage in severe cases of COVID-19. Along with good old-fashioned fish oil, you know, your inflammatory pathways are influenced by your levels of omega-6 versus omega-3s, and by taking EPA and DHA or SPMs, you can reduce the potential for inflammation. There's even some literature on DHEA. That's a androgenic supplement available over the counter. It helps with energy. It helps with mood. It helps preserve muscle mass as you age, but it also may have immune supportive effects. Beta-glucans, you can get products like AHCC or Epicor or Immunokinoco, Empower, they go by various names, that are naturally occurring polysaccharides derived from yeast and or certain foods. Andrographis, a proven antiviral and anti-inflammatory. Stinging nettle, Urtica dioica, which is the botanical name for stinging nettle, has been shown to prevent SARS-induced lethal lung disease in a mouse model. Skullcap has proven its mettle against influenza. You can find all these recommendations on my webpage at drhoffman.com. If you look for our recent articles, probiotics. In a recent podcast, we explored the crucial role of probiotics in supporting immunity. So there's something there. And you might also want to add xylitol nasal spray. I can't claim that xylitol kills viruses. It's certainly antibacterial. But even just using saline solutions in your nose has been shown to shorten the duration and severity of colds and reduce viral shedding, according to studies. So other things you may want to add, elderberry, curcumin, resveratrol, quercetin, And don't forget your multi, because B vitamins, E, and other sundry micronutrients also support immunity. So you can find details and links to scientific articles on all these supplements at drhoffman.com. I wrote a recent article, and if you're a newsletter subscriber, you would have received it already in your inbox earlier this week. 877-726-8255 for final calls this hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, you know, let's talk about a few more issues related to coronavirus before the end of the show. Blood types. There actually is some interesting information about whether one or another blood type can predispose you to a more serious outcome with COVID-19. And it turns out that those who have type A blood are more likely to have problems. They're not doomed. They just have about a 40% higher likelihood of having more serious problems because it's genetic. And in fact, there are genetic factors that I'm very excited to explore. I'm going to be taking part in a webinar, not open to the public. It's for health professionals, but we'll share the results with you next week, where we're going to look at certain genes that make it more or less likely that you're going to have a bad time with COVID-19. And part of it is the blood type thing. Type O's are relatively protected. Type A's are more vulnerable. And the other blood types, B and AB, are intermediate. Also, you know, looking at conventional treatments, a lot of people are trying to score some Plaquenil or hydroxychloroquine because early reports out of France, researchers in Marseille have reported that that medication, when combined with Zithromax or Zithromycin, that combo has resulted in more rapid resolution and less dying due to coronavirus. And that's controversial, but a lot of places, including even Governor Cuomo, just announced that trials are underway and ample supplies of hydroxychloroquine are going to hospitals to treat the sickest patients. Some of my patients are asking for hydroxychloroquine just in case they might get sick. That's controversial because some results are not so positive on that. It's true that a lot of people taking that are getting better. They might have gotten better anyway. We need to do clinical trials to see if it really works, notwithstanding the optimism expressed by President Trump on that subject. And definitely don't drink fish tank cleaner, because that's not even the stuff he's talking about. It's just one ingredient that may be in a bunch of toxic disinfectants for fish tanks. So that's not the way to go. Various antiviral medications are under trial. Remdesivir, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, is under trial. There are trials of an antibody cocktail, kind of a high-tech approach to boost the immune system, something that some people in the alternative medicine community are using, thymosin alpha-1 peptide, which is a prescription medication, but it is available through compounding pharmacies. TB4, thymosin beta-4 peptide, that's under investigation. Also, this convalescent serum, that looks promising, taking the blood of people who've already been infected and separating the plasma and super concentrating that into a kind of chicken soup that can be given intravenously via injection to patients who are sick. That has the potential to transfer passive immunity to people who are sick and in need of support. So at latest count, there are about 70 different trials underway looking at innovative approaches, and I'm very proud of the medical community for responding this quickly to the crisis. There's a lot of possible treatments, and I'm pretty sure something's going to pan out in the next month or two. When it comes to the vaccine, I'm kind of concerned because, yes, they're rushing to create a vaccine, but our experience with vaccines has been mixed. In 2015, they tried a SARS vaccine, the predecessor to this current coronavirus that worried people so much in the early 2000s. And the problem is it did confer some protection, but when people who had the vaccine were exposed to SARS, they got 4+ sick. They got sicker because their immune responses were exaggerated. So you have to be careful. That happened with the dengue vaccine, tragically, that was distributed to children in the Philippines, and that was much criticized. So there you have it. Do the best you can under the current circumstances. Stay healthy. Maintain your routines. Stay calm. And above all, stay in place, because social distancing has the potential to flatten the curve, and we'll watch very carefully when we can go back outside and resume life as normal. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.